The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline 1-800-913-4653.
Revealing how the world really works. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this summary of this week's Rabbi Daniel Lappin Show. As you can see adjacent, the main show this week is all about sex and money and how this affects the development of successful marriages and the creation of wealth. So I cover that in fairly great depth during the show, along with some very compelling statistics that are quite shocking. One of them has to do with the fact that poverty is very much a marriage-related function in American society. In other words, and I give the figures in the main show, but overwhelmingly, people who are in intact marriages and live in intact families end up doing far, far better financially than people who are isolated and who live alone. That means that if the government really cared about solving the poverty problem, it would tackle the marriage inequality. That's what it would really talk about. Not income inequality, but marriage inequality, that married people make far, far more money than single people do. And that is not because there is some kind of horrible campaign of bigotry and hatred of single people. It's because, well, that is how we were created. We do function better in married circumstances than we do in loneliness and isolation. Is loneliness and isolation the only and inevitable consequence of not being married? No, and I explain that more fully in the main show as well. Furthermore, I also point out how the presence and existence of money makes for a far more fulfilling marital relationship, let alone keeps away marital problems. Two separate sides of the same coin, of course. At any rate, the analysis is thorough, it's complete, and ultimately very persuasive. And that is that societies, cultures, neighborhoods, groups that have strong, successful, fulfilling marriages are also inevitably doing better financially and vice versa. The big divide in America today, as I explained, is not between rich and poor, not between the haves and the have-nots. It's between people who get married first before they have children and who value education. And on the other hand, those people who have children never get married and do not value education. It's as simple as that. And there is an incredible single penalty out there. But we live in a culture that denigrates marriage. So what are we going to do? I talk about that in the main show as well. I'm Rabbi Daniel Lappin. My website is rabbidaniellappin.com, and I welcome your visiting there. Connect with us. Make the world a little less of a lonely place. Thank you very much indeed, and until next week, God bless.
Spilling ancient solutions for modern problems in the areas of family, faith, friendship, and finance. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand on the Blaze Radio Network.